G'day, Nick Goldschmidt here. I'm a winemaker here in Alexander Valley and Oakville and Russian River. And my term today is dimers and trimers. So the I learned a little bit about this with when I was consulting for a new technology in South Africa, believe it or not. I'm not from South Africa, I'm from New Zealand. Don't get me confused. We are the home of rugby, the All Blacks. And the tricky thing is when you drink a young red wine, you always get like this tannin feel, this dryness, and people say, oh man, you got to lay this wine down for 15, 20 years and it'll come around. No! Look, what we need to do is change the shape of that tannin. All right, how do we do that? So if you remember back to your chemistry lesson, there's a thing called a dimer. Okay, let's pretend this is a tannin molecule. It's a dimer. Well, remember what the mirror image is? It's called a trimer. So if 80% of your wine is in the dimer form and you tilt your head back and all that tannin goes, man, that's dry. Now, if I can convert some of that 80% into the mirror image, the trimer, okay, I'm actually going to make the wine taste softer and sweeter, and yet the tannin volume measurable is going to be the same, but the shape of the tannin is going to be different. So by changing the shape of the tannin, I can make the wine sweeter and rounder and taste more fruity and soft even when the wine is young. Anyway, that's my term, dimers and trimers. Get out there and celebrate with a glass of red wine.